one, I'll believe with him. May Allah make us of the true believers of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that will inherit the inheritance of our patriarch and our father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasallam. And this is very emphatically and clearly stated in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, those who have most right over Abraham, meaning the covenant of Abraham and what was promised to Abraham and his offspring, but of course his pious offspring, his believing offspring. Because when he asked, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to us in the Holy Quran, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when Nabi Ibrahim asked, what about my progeny and this covenant and this promise? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, they will not attain of that covenant and of that promise those who are oppressing, whether it's themselves. When a person disobeys Allah, they're oppressing themselves or oppressing others. As we see happening in so many parts of the world, especially in the Holy Land, as we are standing here right now and speaking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that emphatic statement that those who have most right over Abraham are those that follow Abraham. Follow him in what? In Tawheed. Millat to Ibrahim. We don't have time to go through all 8 verses, but you can look it up if you know how to use the search tool of the Quran. You can just punch it in and it will give you all 8 verses. Just put there, Millat to Ibrahim. What is Millah? The word Millah and Deen, the ulama say, كَلِمَتَانِ مُتَّحِدَتَانِ فِي الذَّاتِ. Two words that have the same meaning in essence. مَا يَأْتَقِدُهُ الْإِنسَانِ. That which a person believes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us 8 times in the Quran. Commands our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and commands Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to command us. To do what? To follow the religion of Abraham, meaning Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. That is Millatu Ibrahim. And why is it called Millatu Ibrahim? Why is it not called Millatu Adam or Millatu Nuh or Millatu Idris before Nuh? Why is it called Millatu Ibrahim? The ulama say because Ibrahim is the first messenger to bring Tawheed with lasting effect. In other words, the chain of Tawheed, of perfect monotheism, from the time of Ibrahim right up now and till today, till this very hour, till this very second, as we are sitting in this masjid believing in Tawheed, that chain is unbroken, and that's why it's named after Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the belief system, Tawheed, of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. And in the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to command us, قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has spoken the truth, and all of you follow the belief system of Abraham, of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. And so it's with this belief of Tawheed, nothing added, nothing taken away, because faith is immutable. Faith doesn't change, because Allah doesn't change. And if Allah doesn't change, faith in Him cannot change. So those who have most right over Abraham are those who follow Abraham in belief. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He then after that makes a double confirmation. He says, وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ. That those who have most right over Abraham, the covenant of Abraham, and the promise that was made to Abraham. The promise of what? Of al-ard al-muqaddasa, of the holy land, of Bayt al-Maqdis, of Masjid al-Aqsa, mirath al-ummah. This is an inheritance. So those who have most right over this inheritance, most right over Abraham and the inheritance that he has left behind by the promise and covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are those that follow Abraham, and this prophet has more right over anyone over this inheritance. And it's on this night that he went to go and get that inheritance. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him from Al-Kaaba Al-Musharrafa, from Masjid Al-Haram in Makkah Al-Mukarramah, to Masjid Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, in the hadith, فَرَأَيْتُنِي فِي جَمَاعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَإِذَا حَانَتِ الصَّلَاةِ أَمَمْتُهُمْ. He said, and I saw myself amongst the group of the prophets. This is when he got to? When he got to Jerusalem, to Bayt al-Maqdis, to Masjid al-Aqsa. And when the time for Salah, now what Salah was it? Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr? No, that wasn't specified yet. In fact, some of the ulama say there was 2 raka'ats in the morning, 2 raka'ats in the evening. That was the Salah that was at that time. So when the time for Salah came, amamtuhum, I led them in Salah. And so many of the ulama say that this is indicative of, for the lack of a better term, the handing over of the torch, the handing over of the inheritance, the handing over of that which is the divine right of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because not just Muhammad, وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So those who have most right over Abraham, the covenant and the promise, are those who follow Abraham, and this prophet has more right over Abraham, and those that believe with this prophet. أَمَّنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Ya Allah, bear witness, we believe in Ibn Abdullah. So we are the inheritors of this promise. And we are the inheritors of this deen of Islam, of Tawheed, of perfect monotheism. And all the prophets of Tawheed, from Adam all the way to Muhammad. That is why Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went to Medina and he saw the Jews fasting the day of Ashura, which they call Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. When he saw them fasting Ashura, and the only reason why Ashura doesn't correspond nowadays with Yom Kippur, because they changed the calendar. They tampered with the calendar. Otherwise it would have been on the same day. So when he found the Jews fasting Ashura, and he asked them, what is this for? What are you doing? They said, this is the day that Allah saved Musa and Bani Israel from Fir'aun and his army. So what did the Prophet say to them? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Ana ahaqqu bi Musa minkum. I've got more right over Moses than you. So it's a package deal that we've inherited. The entire deen, with all the anbiya, with all the revelations, and this special gift of being the custodians of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, of the Holy Land. And that's why October the 7th was called Tufan Al-Aqsa. Wasn't called Tufan Al-Dawla, or Tufan Al-Tahrir, or Tufan Al-Falastini. It had no nationalistic connotation, or they were just thinking about the liberation, or establishing a two-state or one-state solution. They called it Tufan Al-Aqsa, the Al-Aqsa flood. Because that is the ultimate goal behind all of this. Because they are the custodians. The land is waqaf. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu and the Sahaba, when they conquered Jerusalem, no land was given to this Sahabi or that Sahabi. Like you would find when they opened Bilad Faris, Bilad Rum, when they conquered Persia and the Byzantine Empire, and Azerbaijan and many other places, the land was divided up and shared amongst the Sahaba. Money was given. But when it came to the conquering of Al-Bayt al-Maqdis from the Byzantine and the greater Holy Land, what we look today as historical Palestine, not one hand's breadth of land was given to anyone, because it belongs to the whole Ummah. And the people of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, Al-Maqdisiyun, Al-Maqdisiyun, that's another name for the Palestinians, Al-Maqdisiyun, they are the custodians. And the Islamic resistance understands this. And that's why they called it Tufan Al-Aqsa. Because this is Mirath Al-Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is an absolute compulsory obligation that Bayt al-Maqdis and Masjid al-Aqsa should be liberated. And inshallah ta'ala, this has been a very